Welcome to the show we like to call For the Love of Real Estate, where we dive into what it means to buy or sell a home in today's world. Join host Jill Elliott, Dallas broker associate and former radio personality, as she marries her two loves, radio and real estate. She's going to have you asking yourself, for the love of real estate, should I tackle my fears and buy, rent, sell, or remodel?
Hello and welcome. I am so glad you're here today and showing some love for the love of real estate. Please subscribe to this podcast where I like to showcase the amazing people I've met in the world of real estate to hopefully make your buying, selling, or building, our keyword for the day, building, actually the luxury building experience, the best that it can be. And if you are considering building the, and I mean the home of your dreams, I have the team for you. My guest today is the man that has put it all together, John Sosponic, President and Head of Operations of Millennial Design Build, located in Dallas, Texas. But no matter where you are, hopefully we can offer some insight on making the custom build experience the best it can be for you. Welcome to the podcast, John.
Hey there, Jill. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. I've been wanting to have you on for so long. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. I want to let everybody know what the website is. It's millennialdesignbuild.com. You'll want to follow them on Instagram and Facebook. You're going to be glad you did. You know, John, what I like about what you guys do is you have a mission to improve the client experience by being a full-service general contractor from major renovations to custom ground up. And you want to make this a relationship business, one project at a time. Can you elaborate on that? I mean, I think that's so important, especially when they're custom building.
Yeah. So, you know, one thing that I kind of noticed, you know, seeing friends, family build custom homes was, you know, as fun as it is on the outside, on the internal aspect of it, there's a lot of moving parts and, you know, making it to where we are a design build firm. One of my objectives actually getting started in this industry wasn't necessarily for the right reasons, but honestly, things that could probably improve in this industry, which was, you know, behind the scenes, there's a lot of things that can be somewhat inconsistent or inefficient. And having a business background, you know, working for a developer in the past, just a short summary of kind of what I did before was I worked in capital markets for a boutique developer in the Dallas area. As fun as it was, kind of wanted to get out from behind a desk, have more bandwidth to do things that kind of seemed interesting and something I was passionate about. So that's what actually got me into residential construction. And, you know, I saw how ideas and visions can go from paper to a hand-built, very detail-oriented structure. And the, you know, the interesting thing about these structures are, or homes, as we call them, is that each home is very unique to every client that we work with. And it really shows what their lifestyle and kind of what they are really interested in. And we bring that to life through their vision. That's really a great thing to see.
Come full circle, right? Like when you start the project until now, and you felt like when you were doing it or you had that experience before, there were some gaps, right? And you wanted to fill those gaps to make the experience better, because I think it can be quite overwhelming, right?
Oh, it's very overwhelming for the clients, and especially working in a price range of, you know, $2+ million. A lot of our clients are very busy individuals. Last thing they really want to worry about is scheduling, making sure their home is being built in a timely manner. So one thing that Millennial Design Build does differently than any other builder in the DFW area is that we do have there are some design build firms that say they have everything in-house, but we truly have everything in-house. And we work very cohesively together, great communication. And by everything in-house, that means we have interior designers. We have multiple interior designers. We have an in-house architect. We have builders, supervisors, project managers, everything that is instinctive to building a very custom-oriented home.
I mean, because I had the pleasure of meeting you, thanks to my friend Brittany, my very sweet friend that works with you as one of your designers. You know, we were at a really fun realtor event that actually Lauren Piccinini did with Capital Title. It was like at Jerry's World, as we call it, the Star. It was all prior to COVID, and you probably don't remember me. It was kind of brief, but I mean, seriously, I've been stalking, which my son says is the wrong word. It's more like creeping, he says, because your designs and homes really blew me away. I'm serious. I was constantly after Brittany for actually two things. One, when can I have him on? And when is that next spec home going to be finished so I can do that open house? And let me tell you something, John, when you've been doing real estate as long as I have, you only do open houses for your own sake or ones that are really cool. And that's what I saw. And I saw these homes being built and I was like, holy smoke, who is this guy? And that's why I wanted to have you on, to kind of get a little bit better idea for other people who are seeing these homes go up and think, oh my gosh, this is fantastic.
No, I really appreciate that. And we're a we're a younger, newer team, but you know, one thing, one of our mottos is, you know, we bring innovation and we bring new ideas to the table, which is something
You do.
A lot of builders who have been in the industry for 20 plus years, it's not that you get comfortable, but you don't go and foresee those new ideas that, you know,
you sort of stay safe with it.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but they're spectacular. And I want people to go to your site and Instagram and Facebook to really see and experience. But tell me a little bit about what goes through your mind once that process starts to get people from, you know, A to Z.
Right. So part of it is, you know, it's there has to be a relationship. You know, the first meeting that we have with clients interested in a custom home, a build-to-suit, is building a relationship with them, getting an understanding of what their needs and wants are. But I'd say the biggest thing is building the relationship and feeling comfortable with who you're working with. I mean, this is a very emotionally invested process for clients. It's their family home. There's a lot of money involved, and there's quite a bit at stake when it comes to providing a service that you know, they can go and recommend their friends and use you, you know, have a referral basis and just a good relationship. And I think a lot of the time, because there is a lot of capital involved, and builders are mainly very labor-driven. Building that relationship for them, it happens for some builders, but a lot of builders, they're not so focused on the client, but they're focused on just building out the home. And actually, that's a great thing that Brittany brings to the table. Not only does she do the interior design, she does the marketing, she's the one who actually builds the relationships with our clients before that initial meeting. And as much as it is a relationship for them, it's also a relationship thing with us. And so we actually vet out clients based on first-time interactions as well. So
exactly. If you don't think that maybe it's going to work out, you're probably doing them a favor as well as yourself. Is that what you're saying? And I believe in that. I think sometimes we just don't gel. I know I'm a lot for people to take sometimes. But then, you know, but as a realtor, you know, that's why I think I sort of understood, you know, just in talking to Brittany, of how you work. Because that's how I like to work too. And here's what I want to do, John. I want to just take a second and I want to go back to the young John. You know, you're a Dallas native, right? When you were a kid, were you the kid that liked Legos and building stuff? Or did you just wake up one day and hear that voice and like Field of Dreams? If you build it, they will come. I mean, who are you, like that guy? Or how did it sort of start? Did you see this a long time ago?
Not so much. Honestly, what I was most interested in growing up was pretty much like any young kid my age was, I love cars. I loved matchboxes.
Yeah,
I
loved too.
Seeing exotic cars. And so a lot of times my dad especially would take me to car shows to go look at, you know, classic cars and more modern cars. And what's so interesting about that is getting back into the design of cars, it's and how we design homes as well. It's so interesting to see, you know, antiques and how they've evolved. And some of them have evolved for the better, and some of them in the day, you know, the old Stingray Corvettes or
Porsches. Love those.
Mm-hmm. They're just so, they're so sexy to look at, and they're so enamoring. And you look at cars now and they're very sleek. But if you go back in the day, it was almost like a piece of art. And those cars are still very, very in demand because there's people who see that artistic aspect of the 60s, 70s, times when society was a little bit different. And it's the same thing with homes, you know. But what's so funny about homes is, and I know I'm kind of going on a tangent.
Please do.
homes over time, I've noticed that we just we tend to repeat things from you know, centuries ago, decades ago. And it could be a home from the 50s that was very contemporary, very modern. You know, Frank Lloyd Wright, who a lot of people who are architects or builders have a lot of respect for and appreciate his work. We're starting to see a lot of those elements that had gone out in the 80s, 90s. We're starting to see that more contemporary, modern, bring the insides outside, bring the outsides in. And it's really interesting to look at the evolution and then the repeat of history in architecture. But back,
when
I was a young boy.
I love that. I love that scenario.
Yeah, I was really interested in cars design, and I was also interested in sports. That was kind of my main thing. But never did I think I'd be in real estate, even after graduating from high school and going to college. So it's been a whirlwind of different things, and I really kind of I'm passionate about what I do, and I love it. So.
Oh, but you know what's crazy is when you said cars. Now, I did teach my son to like two things, cars and dogs, right? And now he wants to go into real estate. But he loves cars. I mean, that's a whole nother story for another day. It's a monster. But you know what? You give me hope for him. Thank you very much for that. But you know, I also I want to bring something too. I'm going to stay with young John for just a second, because I was also supposed to do an open house for your grandparents' house. And it sold, and all of your houses sell. Every time Brittany says, hey, you want to do an open, they sell. So, you know, I'm just saying. But tell me a little bit about your memories of that area and that home, and how it maybe got you a little bit here too, because again, I think we always go to our roots and then bring it into our life, just like we're doing with these homes, right? You're taking the old, bringing it in and making it modern.
Right. So, back to my childhood. So I was born in LA. My grandparents lived in McKinney, Texas. And this was in 1994 when my parents decided to move from LA to Dallas, Texas. Dallas, the economy.
And you were like, what?
Yeah, I'm like, where are we? So we ended up in McKinney, Texas in 94. Texas Instruments, they're based out of there. So my dad was able to transfer from the LA office to the Dallas office. McKinney at the time, the population was about 3,500 people. Now it's, I think we're just pushing 200,000 maybe. Not 100% sure on that. Whoa. But about 180 to 200, I believe, in McKinney. And so when I lived there, the only road were FM roads, farm roads, and so country roads. So we literally, anytime you wanted to go to a restaurant, you'd have to drive all the way to Addison. 121 was a one it was a farm road up until
wow.
Now it's an autobahn pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
But back then it was very simple. McKinney was very simple. Frisco was very simple. Who would have known 20 years? Not 20 years. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Pretty much 25, 26 years. Yeah, I forget how old I am. 25, 26 years. How much has evolved in this area and how much future growth we're going to be seeing in the next 10 years. And that's the unbelievable measure of the success of our state, of our economy, of all the industries yeah. that are coming here, because we offer so many great incentives and great cost of living, great just all around mm-hmm. family environment, safety. Yeah, seeing all of the evolution in this area, it's really kind of astounding.
Well, and one of the reasons I was asking you about being a kid is because, as I've been researching, in one of your designs, you describe the staircase as like climbing up to a treehouse. You know, you feel like you can't wait to get there. And I just thought that was so awesome. I mean, because your houses are an experience. They really are. Because of the elements and the way they sort of flow and move, it's quite cool. I mean, so that's where I sort of got, whoa, what was it? What were his thoughts of as a kid that, I mean, and here you are now building these beautiful luxury homes.
Yeah, that might be a question for Brittany on the climbing a treehouse, because that was her commentary on an Instagram post. I'll have to.
Yeah, and I can't see her climbing a tree, but that's me.
No.
but let me ask you this though, because from your side of it, but when we talk about trends, mm-hmm. I like how you use your architecture, but these trends that were maybe like, let's say gold, right? That's coming mm-hmm. back. Those kinds of things, these trends that were maybe you make them homey, I guess, with these modern homes, millennial type homes, but there's something homey about them. They're not, most people, when they think of modern, they think stale, right? They think, oh, it's just sleek and that's it. I don't get to put up a picture or something. But that's right. What I like about how you guys do it with a modern, but yet comfortable and very nice designs.
Yeah, and so our thought process on our current spec homes, because, you know, we have been building, we've gotten to be known as a very contemporary custom home builder, where mm-hmm. With contemporary, it's strictly a lot of light coming in, which of course everybody loves, but it's yes. very minimalist features on the actual interior of the homes. And mm-hmm. What we were starting to see is people were seeing us as a strictly, let's go with millennial if we want to build a contemporary home, whereas we were actually missing out on probably one of the most important trends not important trends, but an important aspect of what we're seeing a lot of, and that's a lot of California transplants and individuals moving from that area to the Dallas area, Frisco area. And so we're trying to add actually more warmth into the homes. And mm-hmm. We build, you know, in the hills of Kingswood, as well as a lot of other neighborhoods in the area. And one thing those neighborhoods are missing of is everything is so straight lined. We're now adding, you know, Spanish tiled. We're adding that Santa Barbara missionary style exterior. And on the interior of the home, we're adding a lot of archways to kind of warm up the home itself and make mm-hmm. it feel like less of a museum and more of a place where families can live and especially with COVID, we're actually seeing a lot of people who are adding more amenities to their custom homes. They're adding
yes.
bigger outdoor living areas. They're adding, I can't even get a pool built right now because every pool company I work with, they're like, aren't the next
yeah.
opportunity we have to build a pool for you is 6 months down the road. And I'm like, wow, that's a little much. And we're also seeing,
you know,
tech centers. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that because people know that when I build this home, chances are I'm probably going to stay. Or I need more space in case I need my family members, you know, and I want them to have a wing. I don't want them to just like be right here.
Yeah.
I want them to have their own space, right?
Oh no, it's so funny. We have clients now, and it's funny. They're like, yeah, we just they've been coming in. We had a few first time initial meetings this last week, and they're like, yeah, we just need a place so that we can't hear the kids, because a lot of people are still homeschooling their kids. They're not comfortable with them going back to school full time. And they're like, yeah, we just need a wing for them to just go. And, if you can make it a concrete insulated wall, jokingly they said that, then go ahead and do it. We just, we need our time and space.
You do. You really do. And, it's going to sound weird too, but so many people like garages now. Garages, I mean, I'm seeing fours and fives and tens and 20s. I mean, they're all over the place. Garages are just as important, I think, for a lot of people, especially those with, that like cars.
Yeah. So in our, in the homes that we build, strictly, we've gone away from the 3-car garage. We're doing everything 4 cars and up. If anything, we did a disservice on one of our spec homes recently, just because that's a 3-car garage and we have a lot of people.
Oh, my goodness.
And you think that's a, but at the price point we're trying to sell it at.
Yeah, absolutely.
They want lifts, and they're like, we have more cars than we can count. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And they want them with them. They don't, some people will do a hanger or something, from what I understand. It's not me, but I get it. This is, and I want to talk for a second about the closets in these houses too. I mean, let's face it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, you could live in them.
Yeah.
These are things that are important.
Right. Right. So, what's important to people right now is the outdoor living, surprisingly, a second office, a second for his and her office now. That's important.
Yes, for sure. Oh, absolutely.
Workout rooms. People are not going to the gym anymore. They don't, they don't want to take a risk of getting sick at the gym. So they're building, full out workout rooms in their home. I don't know if this is just a coincidence, but we have a few clients who are also wanting rooms for someone who can give them a massage to come in their home and actually have a massage bed there with a very zen-like feel to it. So,
then some go as far as I've seen when showing houses, they'll even have a little salon in there with the hair dryer and all of that stuff, so people can come in and do their hair.
Yep, we have one client who's doing that currently. Yeah,
I mean, awesome. Yeah.
I know. If they have the money to do it, go ahead.
But this is the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. What I find also really cool about you is that you started in commercial and then to residential. So that tells me you can build stuff, right? Because when you think about commercial and then you residential. So it's a cool transition, but you still do commercial, right? Or some aspect of it.
Yeah. So what we try to do is, I worked for a commercial boutique developer. And as much as I enjoyed it, I actually worked the capital market side. So I did all the finances. I went and found investors to provide investment capital to some of the projects we were working on. And that was, it was fun and all, but it wasn't, I graduated from UT Dallas with a finance degree. So I really had no experience in construction. It wasn't until my parents actually started building their custom home that I started working with a custom home builder and decided to bring him on as a partner. I promised to get, funding investment, investors involved. And so we built our first spec home, and this builder was a bit older, had quite a bit of experience, but he wasn't quite the person I was looking for, because he was missing kind of that passion behind it. And he just wanted to get it done and sold. And I saw it more as like an art form of, while we're building it, let's take a step back. Let's see where we can add value to the home, add archways, add, elements that are maybe a little bit different. Because when you're going through plans are one thing, but when you actually start seeing the structure come together, that's when you make especially clients, a lot of change orders occur from that. And so taking a step back and just perfecting the art of it was really important. But as I was building as well with him, I started to see where there was a lot of miscommunication and words lost in translation. And it was mainly because when you start working with, when you outsource the architect, when you outsource the interior designer, when you outsource all the elements of the build, what happens is there's miscommunication. Meetings are very hard to have set in stone when you have, you know, an architectural firm, a build firm, interior design firm, and the client. So by having all these together, we can literally, if somebody wanted to, have a meeting in 20 minutes from now. I have everything in-house. We'll make that meeting in 20 minutes. Whereas meetings, because everybody was so busy and everyone had their own little firm going on, it was 2 weeks in advance. And for that 2 weeks, if we're in the middle of a construction build, you know, in the middle of construction and building, we lose 2 weeks. And so what this has allowed us to do is we all are together. It's very cohesive. Clients love it because they're not worried about their time schedule. We work around their time schedule strictly. It's really just,
but I see the value in that.
Right. Especially with very busy individuals. And most of the busy individuals are the ones who have, you know, their own businesses and have the money to spend on these homes. And our build time, because of that, because of having everything in house, we've cut it down to, after we get permits, about 8 to 9 months is the time it takes to build a house, a fully customized built house for, you know, for someone looking in the 6,000 to 7,000 square foot range. But it really also comes down to the client making the time and the initiative to want to get it done quicker. If not, we don't mind taking our time as well on building their dream home.
Right. And you probably have clients in all of those areas where some of them might take a little bit longer just because, wait a minute, we've got to this point and we thought we wanted to do this, but now we might want to do that. Right. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wait, we thought this might look good, but now that we've thought about it and we've gotten to this point, maybe we need to say, hold off on this and put this in. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, that happens all the time. And the way we've consistently kind of cut down on those issues is by our architect. We also have the interior architect who focuses on these real visual renderings. So the client can go and pick out all their selections. We put it into our CAD program, and then we pretty much regurgitate their selections in their room, the actual room that will be built based on the CAD plans, so that they have a visual of what the inside is going to look like before it even gets started. And so sometimes they fall in love with it. They love it. But then by the time we get to that part of the build, which is more on the design, the finish out, the aesthetics, they've had about 3 to 4 months to go through Pinterest. And they're like, you know what? We decided we actually like something a lot different than what we already approved. And I'll be like, okay, you know, we can definitely go back to the drawing board. But that's one of the there's a lot of pros to it, but that's the one con about doing the realistic renderings with all their selections already, you know, put into a rendering is after 3 to 4 months, that as that time goes by, they see the picture, then they see something on Instagram that they really want to implement into the build. So we make sure it happens. Yeah.
And you can kind of regroup quickly because you're not saying, okay, well, let me call this person. I don't know if they're even in town because, you know, they're all with you there together. So I think that's perfect. You know, it sounded like, you know, you had found this kind of cool niche that you felt like was missing for so long. Right. And now you've sort of brought it all together.
Yeah, and people really seem to dig it. They really like the idea of it, and it's
it's fantastic.
No, it's really helped us get more clients in the door and more build opportunities. Yeah.
oh, because when I look at all the textures and you know, the quartz and these tiles that are just amazing and the patterns, I think it's great that you have, you know, designers there that can, you know, because they'd be like, hey, Jill, stay in your lane, man. You're not going to like this together. Let us do it, you know. And right. it's nice to have that. So, oh my gosh, I've had such a blast. You want to have a little bit of fun? Can we do some fun things? Find out a little more about John.
Yeah.
So we'll do kind of one of those little fun rounds. Can we do this? Okay.
Yeah, all right. No problem at all.
What's your favorite movie?
Favorite movie? I don't have a favorite movie, but I'm really kind of infatuated with anything that Jim Carrey's in. I just think he's the funniest person in the world.
So you have a sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
See, and I'm this weirdo. Like, my favorite movie would be, like, The Replacements with Keanu Reeves. I'm a sucker for a football movie. Like, I can sit and watch them forever. It's crazy. Do you eat breakfast?
I kind of eat breakfast, yeah.
You're kind of a breakfast dude? Okay. What was your first car, then, knowing that you like cars?
My first car, actually, it was funny because back then, reason I purchased my car was it was a Yukon, kind of like a Tahoe, where you could fit seven of your friends in there and go wherever you wanted. I strictly got my car so I could fit as many friends as possible in the car.
Oh, that's cool. That is cool. All right, Dallas Cowboys or Dallas Stars? Cowboys or Stars? Dallas Cowboys or Stars?
Just because I don't watch much football, but I'd have to say Dallas Cowboys. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
If
even
I didn't
though,
say
Dallas
Cowboys, my girlfriend would be, she'd be mad at me right now if she heard this.
Good for her. I knew I liked her for some reason. A dog or cat person? Dog or cat person?
A dog person. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. Me too. I knew I liked you for that reason too. You know, a good friend of mine once told me when I was single, don't get rid of the dog. Dogs keep you coming home at night.
No, they do. It's true.
You know what, John? It is true. You know, I'm going to leave everyone with that. And you know what? I hope you'll come back. I would love to have you back on again and to see how things are going and to I'm just totally infatuated with everything that you guys do. Your whole team is fantastic. And people can visit you on your website or follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, most definitely. I really appreciate you taking the time to listen a little bit about our company as well as myself.
Well, it has been a pure, pure joy. And like I said, I hope you'll come back. And I appreciate you taking time out of your busy day. The website is millennialdesignbuild.com. Don't forget, follow them on Instagram and Facebook. You are going to be so glad you did. And do me a favor, show some love and subscribe. And you can visit us at fortheloveofrealestate.biz, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
Thank you for tuning in to For the Love of Real Estate. If you enjoyed today's show, head over to fortheloveofrealestate.biz to join the conversation, access the show notes, and sign up for our newsletter.